Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
David Dahlberg from the Chicago area Salvation Army is on the phone. Major, it's John. Welcome back. How are you, sir?
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Haven't talked to you in a while, Major. I trust you're doing well?
Yes, doing quite well. Thank you.
What are you hearing from your colleagues in Texas?
Well, to say the least, we're keeping busy. Let me just give you a thumbnail sketch of what's going on behalf of the Salvation Army's work and ministry. We have presently 43 mobile feeding units serving throughout the greater Houston area. Each of those units can produce up to 1,500 meals a day.
Wow.
In addition, we have two field kitchens, 53-foot kitchens, that also can generate in the area of about 25,000 meals each a day. So we're incredibly heavy into food production, food service, and hydration. We're just really, our goal is to meet basic life safety needs as it relates to caring for the individual and family.
So did you rally teams from just the Texas area or around the country, Army officers and volunteers?
President, how the Army operates, all disasters we treat as local, so it becomes a responsibility of the local Salvation Army. They expand out throughout their regional area, and we just keep expanding out until personnel and equipment needs are met in terms of the operation. So we have one team that's gone from the central United States down to provide emotional and spiritual care. That was a team of five that left is leaving actually tomorrow. And we just brought in a team of 20 emotional and spiritual care specialists who are in the Houston area right now, providing direct service at shelters as well as wherever they can find people that just need someone to be with them and to be present in their lives. We call it a ministry of presence.
That's a service you all provided after 9/11, too, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it really is quite powerful. And we really instruct to that specific focus. In reality, one of the hardest things to do is to be quiet and listen to the message that people want to share with you. Oftentimes, we feel such a need to say something, and in reality, we don't have words that could begin to address the issues at hand. We simply need to be available and to listen carefully to the cry of the heart.
That's one of the great things about the Salvation Army, not only the breadth of services they provide, but tell me if I'm wrong about this, Major. The Army is organized as an army because as a spiritual military operation, you can render services more efficiently. You know who the general is, you know who the private is, and everybody knows their rank and their job in between, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things the Salvation Army has done in the United States, we were blessed with a gift some years ago to develop a national disaster training program. And today we have some 17 courses that are taught at a standard across the country. So when we bring teams in from elsewhere to any event, everyone's trained to the same model. Everyone's trained to do the same function. So not only do we speak the same language, but we really understand the dynamics of what needs to happen and when it needs to happen.
You think about it quick. You and I, oh, my God, there's a disaster in Houston. I want to help. You want to help. I've got 10 bucks. You've got 20 bucks. What are we going to do? You and I can't throw together 43 mobile units and two 1,500-foot or giant mobile kitchens. We don't have those resources. The Salvation Army does. This is what they're trained and prepared for. And unfortunately, those services are sometimes needed. And then most of the time, they're not. That's the thing. You need somebody that can snap to and get this done right now.
That's right. And I've been personally blessed to be a part of the Army's disaster ministry now for over 35 years. So I like to believe that not only am I available with some knowledge,
yeah,
but also bring an experience base, as do the majority of our folks that are directly involved in disaster work.
Yeah.
There's no way you can measure that experience except for at times like this when it really plays out.
So what can we do for you, Major? I'm going to let you go here. I know you're busy. I just wanted to remind folks that the Salvation Army renders services all year long, and they need money not just at Christmas time. What's the best way for us to reach out and help you folks, help the people in Houston?
Well, and the bottom line is a lot of folks, first of all, people want to respond and go. The truth is we need trained volunteers who really understand the dynamics of an event like this. And so that's one of our requirements, that basic training takes place. Number two, we have a lot of folks who want to do something more, even locally. And so the reaction is, well, let's do some kind of a drive for in-kind goods. The truth of the matter is, in-kind goods, first of all, we don't know what the needs are on the field in this event right now, number one. Number two, getting them to that location becomes almost an impossible task. And number three, where are they going to go when they get there? Everything's flooded. So what we really need, bottom line, is financial support that allows us to really address the immediate needs based on what those needs represent. And then secondly, we really like to expend our resources locally, so we're actually helping the local economy even at a critical time like this. So financial support really is the most help to us.
SalvationArmy.org. What's the website I should go to?
Actually, John, right now I don't have that directly in front of me. I should. I apologize.
Holy cow. I mean, this is no pun intended. We need to know this now.
Absolutely. And I do apologize for not having that immediately available to me. I do know that Cell Army, 1-800-CELL-ARMY is our call, phone call in. And that's the Chicago, SalvationArmy.org, I believe, is the local.
I'm pretty sure you're right about that, too. I saw it before I walked in. Shame on me. I don't have it in front of me either. But I wanted to impress upon our listeners the need. I will get that that web address and phone number in about 90 seconds here. We're going to pause for a commercial, and then we'll pass that along. But they say the Salvation Army does the most good, and there are few organizations as efficient and ready in a situation like this. So our best to you and everybody that's doing that hard work, Major, and I'll pass that website and the phone number along in just a minute, okay?
I really appreciate that.
David Dahlberg. Came up to the punchline there, and then he and I are both fumbling through stacks of papers going, where is that website? I'll get it to you next.